Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uthandono kawande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-10 zibandlela 2023 ngoChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubotshwa obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcwele yokuvota i-delimitation esithi ngoba amakhomishina ezek awavumelananga lokudwetshwa okwenziwayo. UZulu usola ukuncutshwa ithuba lokusakaza kuFacebook ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Kungaba into enganceda or elungileyo kakhulu if i-government inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uSikhala.
Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besemba imigodi ngokungekho emthethweni esabelweni seLimpopo.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngaseSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining.
Kambe umkhakha omutsha ogciwane le-coronavirus othiwa usabalala kalula ungabangela na ukuvalwa kwamazwe ngohlelo lwe-lockdown?
Yes, besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya inyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokuphikisa ukudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcele yokuvota i-delimitation uMnumzana Tonderai Chidawa ubikwa ebotshiwe izolo. UChidawa uthi ngenjongo njengoba amakhomishina ezek ayisikhombisa engasayinanga ugwalo lwe-delimitation evumelana lomgcini sihlalo unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba kumele lolu hlelo lungamukelwa. UChidawa wethule umlayezo we-WhatsApp ngesonto esithi kulabantu abamlandelayo abacathangelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF kutsho iphephandaba lobulembu elezim live. Igqwetha likaChidawa uMnumzana Lavmo Maduku uthi ubotshwe izolo ekuseni. Leli phephandaba lithi ama-CIO abikwa esebenzisane lamapholisa kwele South Africa ekulondeni omunye njalo umlandeli webandla le-ZANU-PF eJohannesburg uMnumzana Max Mapungu kodwa abamtholanga. UMapungu nguye owafaka isicelo emthethwandaba nyakenye esokuthi umkhokheli wabehluli uChief Justice Luke Malaba engazaxotshwa umsebenzi lanxa esenelise iminyaka yokuthi ayephumula. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo uZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana. USikhala wetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela wafaka isicelo leso emthethwandaba ngeviki edluleyo esithi abantu besigaba sakhe abangenelisi ukuza emthethwandaba kunye labahlala phandle kwelizwe bayafuna ukubona ukuthi leli cala lithoniswa njani. USikhala obengekho emthethwandaba ngoba ubikwa egula umkhuhlane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ungaba imvukuzane ubengekho emthethwandaba. Nxa kungela akufihlayo uhulumende engaba evimbelani ukuthathwa kwemfanekiso yevidiyo eyemthethwandaba. Lo ngumbuzo esuqondise ungcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami isicelo sika Job Scala uba icala lakhe malithoniswa enkantolo li broadcast livele kuba ebantwini jikelele bekungaba into enganceda oyelungileyo kakhulu if igovernment inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uScala and therefore if bebengayiveza abantu abaningi bebezo understand into ekhulunywa nguhulumende ukuthi icala leli alikho political and so if bebe serious ngakho ngabe bavumile. On the other hand naye uScala I think yena ufuna nje unless makuthi ama arguments ayenziwa ngamaloya akhe atshengisa ukubana li political then laye ubezosizakala lapho kodwa angeke sazi ke ukuthi njengoba uhulumende eyalile ukubroadcaster ukuthethwa kwecala leli ngeke sazi ukuthi i-outcome yakhona ibizo kanjani but ngombono wami ibizoxazulula into eziningi on both sides since i-government isithi yona icala leli alikho political and uScala yena lamagqwetha akhe esithi li-political
khona ukuthi wonke amacala ayabe ethethwa engaphiwa ithuba elifanayo lokuthi intatheli zindaba zingene labo mabona kude ukwenzela ukuthi kuphume ebulenjini ubona kungaba into engaba ifanele na ukuthi yenzakale elizweni
mina ngiyakholelwa ukuthi i-transparency iqhakathekile kakhulu especially kwelakithi eleZimbabwe ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bathi amajaji ngabantu abangelaqiniso engingathi aba one side ababiased to iZANU PF lohulumende so ma kungenzeka ukuthi intatheli zendaba zivunyelwe lokuthi amacala la abonwe ngabantu bonke then I think kuzoba le transparency kube clear ukuthi ama-judgment ayenziwa ngama-judge lawa awekho partisan ukusho ukuthi ngezinye indlela balandela umthetho hayi izifiso ze-party ebusayo ngaleso sikhathi njengamanje singathi iZANU PF ngoba abantu abaningi bathi amajaji are captured yiZANU PF so I think ma bengavumela ukuthi amacala depending I guess ngokuthi icala lakhona lile interest enganani esizweni I think kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi kube le transparency enjalo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseVirginia ngapha kwele Melika. Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besebenza ukwemba imigodi esigabeni seLimpopo kulelo lizwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Amapholisa eSouth Africa abikwa esithi abanye abafele kungozi efanayo ngabathathu abavela eMozambique kanye loyedwa owelizweni labo ngemva kokuba umgodi abakade besebenza kuwo ubadilikele kulandela ukuna kwezulu eliningi ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo. Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa uxoxa losithandekile mhlanga we-Studio 7 ngalolu daba kanye lesimo sabanye abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni kwele South Africa.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining kube sokuba khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana lokuthi abantu bayabulalana abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuthi thina esikutshela abantu siyinhlanganiso ukuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu usaphila eSouth Africa kanti umuntu sowafa wangcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu ngisho nasezibhedlela uthola ukuthi umuntu uma engatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi bamthatha bemngcwabe bemenze lokho okubizwa ukuthi purpose burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi sibambane sisebenze ndawonye sazane sikhone njalo ukuthi uma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela zihlobo zakhe sibe nendlela zokuthi sazise izihlobo zakhe siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela lezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele impilo isinjani ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama-permits seziza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zamaphepha zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into enziwe yi-South Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu aba-legal nabantu aba-illegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo belungise bethola amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda yibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi ukuba illegal ungabi semthethweni. Yinto nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu zinhlanganiso ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegoshiyethelwa la ma-permit ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-apply lelawo ma-permit nalapho erenewa ngo-2014 nango-2017 sikhona abantu ezasibancedisa bakhona ku-database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngey-10 zika-November sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting Deputy Director General we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la South Africa weza. Unfortunately akazange wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba ise court kodwa into eyayisilethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi iSouth Africa seyifike ku stage yokuthi ithona ayisoze iphinde renew ama permits ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze iphuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza sithi voluntary repatriation lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapholisa ayalungiselela siyabona bahamba ne-home affairs bahamba ne-traffic lawo esiwabiza sithi ngama-metro bahamba i-SAPS bayabopha abantu noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi uma bebabopha babasa kuphi kodwa abantu bayabotshwa bayenza le ama-roadblocks akubizwa ukuthiwe ukayimu lawo abantu abaningi bayabotshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcini sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye property yakhe echiye izihlobo zakhe echiye abantwana abanye bayabotshwa bengomama bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estradeni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi leso sifika.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Butho Lenzwe Nyathi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa obexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg. Imbiko ethi uhlobo olutsha olwe coronavirus oluthiwa yi-XBB 1.5 lumemetheka ngesiqubu esikhulu okwedlula imikhakha yonke yaleli gciwane esike yabonakala usuthiye uzulu ethukile esesabela ukuvalwa kwamabhizimusi okungatshabalalisa imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuziphilisa. Okuningi asikuzweni kuThuso Khumalo esipha loludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa lapho osokutholakale khona umkhakha lo omutsha owe-coronavirus.
Ngokutsho kombiko owethulwe kukhasi le-Twitter inhloko yenhlanganiso ye-Stellenbosch University Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa, umnumzana Tulio D. Oliveira, i-XBB.1.5 variant ememetheka okwelangabi isingenile eMzansi. Umnumzana Oliveira uthe itholakala egazini abalihlole mhlaka 27 Mpalakazi. Ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization, i-XXBB 2.1.5 lusobo lo COVID-19 olumemetheka okwedlule yonke imihlobo esike yaba khona. Okwakhathesi akwabi khona umehluko omkhulu osuthe wabonakala phakathi kwemikhuhlane lezimva ezibangelwa yi-XBB.1.5 xa kuqathaniswa ezinye ezibe khona. Lesi simemezelo sesithiye ukukhathazeka kuningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa abasanda kubuyela emisebenzini bevele ekhaya lapho abadle khona ikhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha lesihlobo labangane. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Jonathan Mbezi uthi besabela ukuthi nxa kungabuye kuvalwe uhamba lamabhizimusi imisetshenzana asebeselelayo izaphela du.
Kuzoba nzima ebantwini ngoba sibe sesingani sibangconywana sesihluma kancane imisebenzi ngathi besingani yavule eminye kodwa masokunje sokuzoyenza again ukuthi abantu sibe ne kube nalezi zinto zokuthi imisebenzi kuyavalwa kwenzwani abantu simise imisebenzi.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khuleka Ntube.
Kuyethusa kakhulu lokho esikuzwayo ngoba yes besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinye ngaphezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngalo mkhuhlane oqala imisebenzi eminingi yabaphelela abantu. So makusiza okunye okungaphezu kwalokho kusho ukuthi idamage yakho liba nkulu kakhulu.
Abanye bathi njengoba iningi labeZimbabwe kungabantu abasebenzayo ikakhulu abathengisa ezidaladeni lemisikeni bangathola amagabha avuzayo nxa kungethulwa imigoqo eyaba khona ngo-2020. Kusenjalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle kule South Africa selugxwayise abangakahlaba amajekiseni okuvikela ikorona ukuthi benze njalo ngesikhathi kusadingisiswa okuningi ngegciwane le-XBB.1.5. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Association uDokotela Mvuyisi Mzukwa uthi okwakhathesi akukho okufuze kwethuse umphakathi ngalolu hlobo lwe-COVID-19.
Esingakwenza kuphela ukuthi siqaphele sizivikele ngoba uzolwazi baphakathi kokucwaninga ngaleli gciwane. Okuthebisayo ukuthi alikabi nembali yokulalisa abantu abaningi ezibhedlela.
Ngesikhathi kuhlasela i-coronavirus ngo-2020 iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe abasebenza endaweni zokudlela ezokwakha lokuthengisa ezitaladeni balahlekelwa imisebenzi njengoba konke kwavalwa impilo yamakhwinyelele. Kodwa-ke kusukela kwesulwe yonke imigoqo yokwenqabela i-coronavirus ekuqaleni komnyaka ophelileyo iningi lemisebenzi ibisihlumile njalo. Okwakhathesi i-XBB.1.5 isitholakala emazweni angamachumi amabili lasishiyagalombili 28. Ministry 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo ezivela kumaphephandaba athiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umholi wabehluli uChief Justice Malaba usekhuze amagqwetha ukuthi angalobi enkundleni zokuxhumana esola izinqumo eziyabe zithethwe yimthethwandaba. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi abatshayeli bakobulawayo bakhonona ngokungagecwa kotshani osebusenza kube yingozi ukutshayela izimota ngoba bevinjwa lutshani osebubude kakhulu. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani bantu bakastudio 7. Ngikhuluma nomzingayo okhuluma usejovic. Ongani nami ngazizwa ngikhuluma ngapho ngase-Voice of America. So into engichaza engifuna ukuyisho okokuqala ngifuna ukuthi ayi siyabonge emarapis ngokusidodulela bonke ama-discuss esishoni amamisa sishonini. Bonge lo baba umdende yonke emarapis mina tengwesi. Ngishilo into zesisisi namhlanje ngisengahala ngibona i-MRP idudula ayikho iphathi esike yakwenza konke lokho. I-MRP abantu basezibethe i-MRP yaca i-MRP ikhulunywa liyathanda lithandi zogcina liyimamisa yabona ngento yabo nxa beyenza bazimisele. So bafethu asekeleni ukwehlukumeza abadala bethu emoyeni, especially intanga le encane le kakhulu iyegcwele egcwele kubosisi. Abadala bethu sasibona kuma-social media ekhuluma ngokuthi bahlukumezeka kanjani ngesikhathi se-ground. Thina sibonakala sisadalele namhlanje sandela into zasesitshoneni bafuthi into zabo uchamisa uchamisa ubaba babo ungathola leso sikhathi bona ababulali abadala bethu. Hayi cha bafuthi asisizinamakhono okanti namaphoyisa nama-nurse ungachithwa nje uyinto nje engingumuntu wasesitshoneni ngapha esebeleni imxoshe mdende nje isitshone khona lethathwa ngokwakhe. Hayi ngiyaxolisa abantu besisisi hayi babhayi mna ngisuka ngapho mna ngilindebeli so ngishiya khona lapho ngisafuna ukukhuluma kakhulu babhayi.
Bonani ku-Studio 7 linjani lonke, ngiyalibingelela libingelelwa ngunyathi indoda yamadoda ngilapha eGwanda. Mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba le yokushawa kwamalunga wethu lapha e-CCC ngapho endaweni lapha achawe khona ilezi imigulukudi yezanu. Izanu PF vela ngeke iphinde ukustophe lokhu kutshaya ngoba they discovered ukuthi thina njengabantu abashayiwayo i-opposition singamagwala. Uma sishawa sishawa ngabantu abangu-3 siyabaleka siyi-50, sishawa ngamapholisa ayi-5 siyabaleka siyi-100. So they discovered i-weakness yethu, so they will count on that until beze bebona ukuthi no basisuthisile induku sibili. So ngiyalicela abantu, angikhuthazi i-violence kodwa ngiyakhuthaza abantu bonke abe-opposition ukuthi if umuntu wezanu esiqala singabaleki, let's fight back ngoba le mpi asompi encane, asompi ongayithathela phansi uphume ngesiqubu ubaleke uthiye osoweni bebulawa ngemuva labo hamba labo. Hayi asimeni njengamadoda, ikakhulu amadoda asiprotecten omama, asiprotecten omama ugogo bethu bechawa izanu. Yabonga.
Sabonani bantu bakustudio 7 lo khuluma yong anakhondani khuluma ngise-South Africa eJohannesburg. Ngifuna ukuxwayisa abantu bakomthakazi abagijima ngamaphati MDCT ezanu PF e-CCC. Bantu bakomthakazi nonke bantu bakomthakazi akula shona elingavotela iNdebele. Bantu bakomthakazi vulani amehlo livule ingqondo. Akula shona elingavotela iparty esemathebeleleni. Kodwa lina ligijima phansi phezulu lize linqamuke izinyawo lisithi umfana kangene izanu PF phambili, iMDCT phambili. Kanti langenwa yini bantu bakomthakazi lina eselithengisa isizwe sakomthakazi ligijima nge-CCC, ligijima nge-MDCT, ligijima nge-ZANU PF? Kwehlula abelungu, abelungu abangeke beze bevotele iparty engasiyo umuntu omhlophe, bazovotela iparty yabo eyomlungu. Kodwa thina sigijima ngamaparty ePumalanga sisithi sifuna ukubavotela. Kanti lingenwe yini? Kanti owaliloyayo umbani? Kanti bantu bakomthakazi nonke eligijima lisiya emaphathi emashoneni, ngubani owaliloyayo ongasekho emhlabeni? Ingabe ukhona engabe uyalizwela? Kumbe yikudla, kumbe imali, kumbe kufuna ukuthandwa? Angazi ukuthi lingenwe yini. Ayisono ngabantu bakomthakazi abagijima emaphathini. Vulani indlela.
Njani Studio 7 yaphila? Ayi nasiyaphila, nami ngithi angeke ngibeke umbono la Studio 7. Ngiyazilalela kakhulu inyuz zako Studio 7, hayi ziyezwakala. Ngibuye sengibuye ngixakela engixaka khona ngoba le nto esuke ikhulunywa ngumalaba kubukeka into eyenziwa izano PF abesegxeka amaqembu aphikisayo ekubeni yona le nto eyenziwa izano PF kuthi amaqembu aphikisayo iwayenza udlame kanti kubeni lwenziwa izano PF akafuni ukusho ngoba vele kwayena vele naye uma nezano. So yingakho ngithi mina hayi yabona ke laba bathi futhi balwa ne-corruption, uhulumende alwe ne-corruption. Umuphi uhulumende umelane nayiphi i-corruption? Ngoba i-corruption yenziwa uye lo hulumende, uye oyenza i-corruption lo hulumende ose-ophethe. Manje uma bethi bona kumele balwe ne-corruption, basuke bekhomba bani ukuthi umuphi uhulumende umelane nayiphi i-corruption? Ngoba uhulumende uye oyenzayo le-corruption, isemthethweni futhi ngiyayizana PF le-corruption. Bahlukane abantu nokuqondisa, kufanele baqondise ulimi lokuthi muphi uhulumende kumelane ne-corruption. Ngoba i-corruption yenziwa izano PF, ugovernment lo phethe, amaphoyisa ngawakhe, amasosha ngawakhe, iy'nkantolo ngezakhe, amajele ngawakhe, konke ngokwakhe. Akafuni ukuphikiswa, ubambe ngazo zonke, ubambe ngazo zonke. Manje ubazothi i-corruption i-country ibulawa i-corruption, i-country ibulawa umbuso lo phethe, lo ophethe manje. Ngakhishwa lo umbuso ophethe manje, yiko la ngathi ukukhishwa
ni corruption. Fanele abantu bayeke nje ukukhuluma into engazwakali, bakhuluma ulimi oqondile.
Studio 7, Studio 7, sibonani linjani, linjani, kuzindawo zonke nokubona emhlaba kule siyaphila. Sicela silazi badala, siyacela ukuthi niye lisele laba bantu bakithi isimpinda kogawo obaba ogawulo nje hayi sisikhathele, sisikhathele ngabo ukuthi bebekhuluma amanga. Bebe bekhuluma amanga ewumuntu omdala, amanga asokemsendawo engazijili amashona ayamusha, sesimoshele into eziningi. Hayi amany years evotelwa engasenzeki lutho, amany years, amany years. Engajabuliswa yi-change leyo abamnikeza yona. Engajabuliswa yi-change leyo abamnikeza le Jesu. Thina singabantu besinike simoshakalela, asiyithandi leyo. Babagawule siqeda uzame ukuthi uzame ukuzinika amakhwapha omuntu omdala ukhulile kakhulu nasibancane kulawo. Cela ukuthi lokhu okuthiwe okukhulumayo hayi asikuthandi thina. Cela ukuzame ukuzilungisisa ekuphileni. Ujabuliswa yini usibona uma ubona abantu bemagedeleni behlupheka? Ujabuliswa yini into okujabulisayo wena kahle kahle umuntu omdala ungakunga? Ujabuliswa yini uma abantu bemagedeleni bebulawa? Ujabuliswa yini wena umuntu omdala ongako? Yini into okujabulisayo? Utholani yikho lokho? Utholani wena wedwa ukwazi lokhu ukutholani umuntu omdala ongako? Hayi babagawuli, ngicela ukuthi usibone lathi singabantu, singabantu lathi njengako.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umongameli Joe Biden usesole ukungenwa ngamandla okwenziwe edalele Supreme Court lezinye izakhiwo zakwele Brazil ngabasekeli bakalowo owayeke waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe, umnumzana Jair Bolsonaro, besithi bekulokuqilibezela kukhetho. UBiden uthi kumele kulandelwe umthetho. Uwanqoba kulolu khetho umnumzana Lula da Silva ugcotshwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi okwenzakale eBrazil kufana xathu lokwenzakala kwele Melika nyakenye. Abalandeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump baze bangene ngenkani esigodlweni seCapitol Hill. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela izombusazwe eMelika, umnumzana Tim Muringai.
Into eyenzakalayo eBrazil lapha lathi siyayisola ngoba ma abantu bevota bavotela umuntu abamthandayo, and ma iyimajority kungela ukuxilana, kungela ama-complaints amaningi during the ballot counting lani. Kumele abantu babe loku accept the results even iqembu lakho lingadliwa. Kufanana le mpilo zethu everyday, asinqobi everyday in everything that we are doing. Sometimes we win, sometimes siyadliwa. So hayi, ngisho abantu baka Bolsonaro odliweyo kade sebe bangumsindo babe lodlame khona ngale Brazil, hayi sithi hayi abayehlisa umoya. I-election siyaphela kathesi, sokumele balandele i-constitution yabo ye-Brazil, babe lo mongameli wabo olula lo winileyo for the next 4 or 5 years. So khonapho sithi hayi abantu be-Brazil abayehlisa umoya. Then umongameli uBiden usole khonokho ukuthi abantu bangadliwa, sokufuna udlakema, hayi asifuni khonoko anyway in the world. Kulomthetho emele ilandelwe lapho esihlala khona, lapho esisebenza khona, lezindlu zethu obaba lomama babe lomthetho ukuthi vele ma lokho kungavunyezwa then we follow that. Okwakathesi lokho esikubonayo, hayi lathi siyathi abayiyeke leyo behavior.
Nxa ukhangele umongameli Joe Biden wenelisa na ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yi-foreign policy, ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe, uyakwenelisa yini nxa umkhangele uBiden?
Mbona i-foreign policy kamongameli welizwe uBiden ukuthi yela uyazama, ngoba engena e-ofisini for the first 2 years kwakule nkinga ze-COVID, le infrastructure development ya America. So konoko kwa kuthatha isikhathi esiningi ukuthi alungise ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi laphana sabutshelwa ngabantu abayi over 300,000 eAmerica ngendaba ze-COVID. So konoko kwa kuqakathekile lokuthi abantu bebe lokuhlala kahle lama instant ama izimali ababezinikwa ukuthi laba kwansi ukuthenga ukudla ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi izinto zonke zazivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai ngolandela ke ezombusazo weMelika ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 eOhio ngapha kweMelika. Esigcibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, igama lami nguChris Gande, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo half past 7 ntambama.